As we extend the invitation this evening, I'd like for us to look at a familiar passage in the book of John, chapter 14, at verse number 6, if you'd like to turn there with me. John, chapter 14, verse 6. In John, chapter 14 here, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." So many great lessons in this one verse. And I suppose if I were a preacher, I could probably speak for hours on this one verse. But fortunately for you all, my background's in accounting. And so we should be able to wrap this up in about 5 or 10 minutes. Here, I guess you can guess what my 3 points will be for this sermon. But before we get into the points, I just want to notice here the word the, T-H-E, a small word, but it means so much. Notice the exclusive nature of what Jesus is saying here. And if we're going to give our lives to him, we need to come to terms with what he's saying here in this one verse. And he didn't say, I'm a way, or this is a pretty good way, or one of many ways. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Reminds me of what Peter said in Acts chapter 4. He said in verse 11, "This is the stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." And so you see there the exclusive nature of Jesus as our Savior. And for us to come to God, we have to realize and come to terms with that fact. So if Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, it would be beneficial for us to learn more about him. And so let's look at these three ideas briefly here this evening. First of all, Jesus says he is the way. Have you ever been lost? And how did that make you feel? We were in the teen class the past few months. We've been studying out of the Pearls, Lads to Leaders book. And one of the lessons was written by a man who is an avid hiker. And so he tells the story of going off hiking one day in the wilderness of Nebraska. And the first time I read that, I thought, I didn't know there was a wilderness in Nebraska. But in the northeastern part of Nebraska, there's wilderness, evidently. He starts out, middle afternoon, and he did not realize that he had left his GPS and his flashlight in the truck. And so he's out in the middle of nowhere, and the sun is starting to go down. And so if you've ever been in the woods in the night, you know it gets really dark. Not just dark, it gets really dark. And so he is lost. And so that is not a good place to be, and that's a bad feeling. Luckily, he finds his way out, but his friend finds him, and he's able to come back home. But think about that feeling. And so that when we realize that we're lost without Christ, that's the kind of feeling that should come over us. I'm reminded of a passage in Proverbs. Chapter 14, verse 12 says, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death." And if we look at history, or even if you read current events in the newspaper, you see that given enough time, us human beings will mess things up and going our own way. And really, if we try to fix the problems, oftentimes we make it worse. And so going our own way is not the best way to go. And so Jesus says he is the way. That tells us that he is going to provide us direction. Jesus is going to provide us guidance in our lives. And that's so important. Ultimately, that way will lead to heaven for us. The second thing Jesus says here in this verse is he is the truth. And I wonder, have you ever been lied to? And how did that make you feel? Disappointed? Betrayed, maybe? I think it's interesting in John chapter 18, verse 38, Pilate said to Jesus, "What is truth?" That's an interesting question. And I guess, 2,000 years ago, they were having problems with the truth even then. We know that it's sort of a relative thing nowadays, truth. But we know that Jesus is dependable. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8 tells us Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So Jesus is faithful, and we can trust him at all times. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 25 tells us, "The word of the Lord endures forever, and forever is a long time." So we know that Jesus is the truth. And the third thing he says here in this verse is he is the life. Now we know that Jesus is the source of our physical life. In John chapter 1, verse 2, it says, "Jesus was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made." And Paul kind of echoes that idea in Colossians chapter 1, and he says, "He is before all things, and in him all things consist." So we owe our physical life to Jesus, but Jesus wants to give us more than just an existence. And in John chapter 10, verse 10, he says, "I have come that they may have life, and they may have it more abundantly." So Jesus is that source of abundant life, more than just a physical existence. He wants to give us more. And that includes the life that we have now, but also in the hereafter, when we have eternal life in heaven. We know in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, the Bible tells us the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. So this was our destiny. This is what was meant to be. If Jesus hadn't provided the life, the eternal life, through his sacrifice. In conclusion, I wanted to read some more verses from John chapter 14 just to get the context of what this verse, what's leading up to this verse. If you back up to John 14 and verse number 1, here Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Here Jesus, at the end of verse 6, he even emphasizes, if you don't really get the idea of the way, the truth, and the life, then he goes on and expands upon it and says, "No one comes to the Father except through me." So Jesus is our way to heaven. The essence of these words are found in the life of Jesus. What if God took on the form of a man and came down to earth and showed us all how to live and showed us the way to heaven? Well, the good news is that he did that. Jesus is our perfect example, and he loves us, and he wants us to be at home with him in heaven one day. He made all the preparations necessary for it, if we'll just accept that and make him the Lord of our lives. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5 says, that he desires all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all. As we read in the closing verses of the first three Gospels, some of the final words that Jesus gives to his disciples, in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, Jesus said to them, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." And so we offer this opportunity now. If you're ready to become a Christian, to be baptized, just like Jesus said here in these verses in Matthew, and then to follow after him, and learning, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded, you have that opportunity now. And if you need the prayers of the church, we invite you to come also. Won't you come as we together stand and sing?
I heard an old how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. I then obeyed his blessed commands and gained the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory. And I heard about the street of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And someday I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing.